Similar kind of question for you, Dr. Coppinger. You mentioned missions and evangelism, and all the best Calvinists are good evangelists, I hope, and they're always quick to say, we want to do missions, we want to do evangelism, we want to preach the gospel. But this double jeopardy notion is sort of a two-edged sword, I think. I'm going to play a scenario out for you. If the death of Christ was not with reference to the non-elect, that is, if the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, but that event is not with reference to the non-elect. He did not die for them. He was not raised for them. Is there a gospel for that man? It's one thing for me to say Christ died for someone like you, Christ died for sinners like you, but can I really say it is a fact of history, rooted in history, Christ died for your sins and rose again. You must repent and believe on that reality. And another question is, people are going to be damned for their sins they committed, but we're also told they're going to be damned for not believing.
Yeah.
If there was nothing for them to believe, how could that be an element in that damnation of not believing?
You mean they don't hear the gospel because they're in
the gospel was not with reference to them, there was to believe. There was nothing for them to believe if the death of Christ was not with reference to them. It's a similar kind of a question, but the other direction.
Right, yeah. I mean, let me say a couple of things. I do think that the crucifixion was for all people in a number of ways.
Most Calvinists do believe that there are universal aspect, absolutely.
Exactly. Sort of temporary suspension of doom and things like that, and God's common grace on the earth.
Well, yeah, I mean,
at least that.
I do this kind of sketch in class sometimes where I draw a picture of the world, and then I say, let's list all the cars up there. I mean, and so you've got Toyota in Japan, you've got, you know, Ford here, and then Citroën and so forth. And I say, how come their cars are here? You know, this is a Francis Schaeffer sort of argument. How come there is no Muslim car? You know, you don't buy a Somali car. Why is there no animist car? To make a very long story short, Christian culture creates the rule of law, research and development. I mean, Muslims can blow up a car; they just can't build one. And so, there, as we invent medicines and ambulances and so forth on. So there are cultural things, and you've got William Wilberforce, and you've got art, and you've got all kinds of implications. People are just basking in Christian goodness. Alfred North Whitehead, who's not a believer, said that modern science is based upon Christian understanding. So there's that. I also think that, I mean, when I was in the National Guard, we did riot control training. And one of the things we did was, you had the batons and the visors and the whole thing. It was quite interesting. And, you know, you hear the expression, read the riot act. You know, well, you read the riot act. I mean, when you come to a group of people, you say, with a bullhorn, this is an illegal assembly. You must disperse, da-da-da-da-da, according to article such and such. You know perfectly well they're going to still burn the cars and they're going to scream at you, but you put the bullhorn down and you wait. And then you pick it up again. This is your second warning. I think you do it three times, knowing exactly how they're going to reject it. But until you give them the statement, they're not legally guilty. You know what I'm saying? So it puts the accountability on them. So I think one thing that Christ's death on the cross did was it put everybody on the spot. And it made a free offer to everyone, too. So it is a display of his justice that he puts it right out there. So, I mean, those are two of the things that come from.
But is there a saving message for that non-elect man to believe? Is there actually a saving message which we can tell him to believe?
Repent ye, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be, you know, blotted out. Have faith, you know.
Okay.
It's the message.
Okay.
And then you see what happens.